Wait, the Bush get in town.
They get to kill anybody, and it's swept under the fucking rug.
No, he get in Thursday. They're going to need everybody down at the Spectrum. They're going to need everybody at the Spectrum Thursday. I'm going to catch the subway down there.
The assassinators for the politicians in Philadelphia.
Can I say the spring was too quiet? I came in early. The spring was too quiet.
Well, I knew it was coming.
Gestapo and Booth.
I see you guys watching. How important is it for you guys to be out here watching this?
Well, it's in the history making, long time, you know. This is something we've been needing, you know.
Right. Well, I can say this. Until they go in and retrain Philadelphia police, you're going to still have the same old bullshit. Same shit, different day.
Yeah.
Poor people and young black men getting killed on the fucking street for nothing. For nothing. I thought he had a gun. It's their favorite.
Yeah, I thought.
I thought I saw him go in his pocket, which is bullshit. And then he gets swept up under the rug.
And then shoot a man five times.
Like in the back of his head. No, mind you. Then the Jones thing. You're going to shoot him. Then beat him on the street. Judge and jury on the street is what you see right here.
Trying to kill a man.
How about execution? When they shot the man in 30th Street Station for
throwing
a chair. The mentally ill man that they shot, they get away with every damn thing they do.
Untrained, unprofessional people. What are we having on the street? Lunatics running the city?
Assassins.
Yeah.
Assassins for politicians.
Is this like a progressively worse police department, or has it always been like this?
It's progressively worse. It's yes.
It wasn't this bad in the 60s and the 70s. Now,
it's progressively worse because they're allowed. They can hide behind the politicians who look at this as bravery to just shoot a man in the back of his head, you know, and you don't have to go before a trial for it. They'll put you on desk duty for shooting a man in the back of his head with no weapon.
And then not only that, he don't even go on desk duty. Move him to another part of the city.
That's it.
Go and kill another man.
Worse.
Yeah,
yes.
Go kill another man on
worse.
This side, because you are paid, man. They got hitmen out here.
And I can understand that they are trying to contain a crowd, but if you look among some of them, they are so gung-ho and so ready for something to kick off. They can't wait to bash somebody in the damn head.
I'm serious. Some of them got gloves. The minute the man called him, he put them on. He ready, ready to go to work.
That's their mentality.
Yeah, he ready to go to
shoot
work for
first.
What first? Look at him. If you plan to stop a riot anyway, why would you have your weapons? Huh? You don't need no weapons. You could entice somebody to grab one.
They're figuring out how to use their bicycles as weapons. We've gotten a few reports that the police are using their bicycles to push protesters down and also using the chains on the bike to scrape their shins.
You can see it, don't you? Rotten to the core.
And half of them have no type of military training. Half of them do not.
And that
is a known fact. Anytime they get into shootouts, it's sporadic fire, it's everything. They have no military training.
But they don't
know what the hell they're doing. That's why so many people get killed.
But you know what I think? Especially a war veteran. I think today, a man that been in the service and been in combat shouldn't be on a police force anyway.
But over half of the police officers in this country are former military people.
Right.
Well, this is what I'm saying. He been through too much stress anyway.
They don't know.
Especially the ones that have seen action into a war.
I'm just saying some type of training other than killing, just shoot to kill.
Well, seeing killing anyway, a person that been into war, you have to be there to know. See, when I was in Vietnam, it killed me when I came home just to see how many peoples that got wasted. I dreams about it at night. I cry about it at night. And can you imagine, got a lunatic on a force like that?
Right.
You automatically losing it, man. Sometimes I lose it. Off and on, I sign myself in Hanuman from the stress. for no reason. I might walk into Hanlem and sign myself in where I'm walking the streets crying and going on.
Do you think the Republicans picked Philadelphia because of the police department's record? Do you think they thought about that?
Anything that can come in here and
well,
do
I'll tell
better.
You one thing, I bet you they won't have this kind of protection at the DNC. I bet you. They're not going to have this kind of protection. No.
I don't know. It might be Washington, California.
All of this shit rests on the billionaires. And they will have, they will be protected.
You don't think there's any billionaires in the Democratic Party?
Yes, but not as many as there are in the Republican Party. No, I don't. Not as many.
Oh, definitely not.
It's an old money party. Old money.
And the ones, and the ones that ain't got no money, shit, they buy them anyway. You know what I'm saying? They buy our mails. How many cities you know that had mails without even education? We had one. You go back in the Renzo day. He started from a beat cop with no education to the mayor of our city. So you see, Philadelphia been a crooked racketeer city for many years. I mean, illiteracy, a man cannot educate himself with politics overnight, but we had one.
How many people have to die right on the street
before they even
give somebody, try some of these police officers? How many people have to die on the street who were not even armed?
When was the last officer trial in Philadelphia?
With the case, Dante Dawson, where he was shot in the back of the head in North Philadelphia, sitting in the car.
Yeah.
How many years ago?
That was about 2 years ago. Yeah, about two years ago.
But this happens.
It's common. It's common. Yeah. It's common.
You just don't hear about it.
You may not even hear about it. And what was put on tape with the Jones case is something that goes on every single day. It just got caught
on camera.
Somebody just caught it on camera. It's something that goes on every single day, especially in the black communities.
That's why I finished saying go around hunting the park.
Well, it seems like corporate mainstream media likes that kind of action.
Well, yes. And
so why aren't they hanging out in the black community more often?
Why aren't they?
Yeah, why?
No, they are.
They are?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Now, you take like now, the dope pusher having a ball. You know why the dope pusher having a ball? They got everybody downtown now protecting who? Them billionaires. So, see, the dope man, he making plenty of money now.
So there's a party uptown.
Oh, yeah, party uptown. Kid, ain't
everyone's invited.
Yeah, they ain't got no eyes now. They ain't got to worry about looking around. Come on, man. I got you here, bro. I got you here.
It's the first of the month, too.
Oh, what you talking about?
No, I'm not.
I take it that you're not.
Why'd you ask that?
Because you're asking me questions about Philadelphia and
related issues.
Yeah,
I
really
thought maybe I said a street name wrong or something.
Really, because if you take the regime of Renzo, Renzo stood behind his cops 100%. Now, during the Renzo year, it was more killing. Not only that, it was more killing than any time.
Under the Rizzo administration, and that's when they were taught to kill
to
first.
Kill first.
To
that's
kill
right.
First,
under
ask
Renzo
questions
regime.
Later.
That's right.
And it has never gone back.
To kill.
It's never been. That's right. Never been straight. I remember the time they killed the mentally retarded person. They called a fire truck in and knocked this dude down with a fire hose, and then shot him down when they cut the ward
Look
off.
At the move. That wasn't an accident.
No.
That was no accident.
Oh, no, that's right.
That wasn't an accident.
Out in force today, too.
When they bombed their house, when it turned against them and left the city. You remember, he said, move and shoot. Another cop killed that cop. You could see the blast from the joint.
Sporadic fire could hit anyone. How do you know your fellow police officer didn't shoot you?
And what did they do? The next day, if you didn't know nothing about Old Sage, if you didn't know nothing about Parlin Village,
right?
You wouldn't never know about that. They covered it up the same night. Killed them people up and covered it up. Just bang. Then you take the Old Sage. Hey, you saw they bomb rush Poe Good? Oh, yeah, man. They bomb rush Poe Good. Made Good look like a damn fool. Good somewhere. Hey, that's what I'm saying. They made him look real foolish. He's somewhere out of state. Yeah, he's somewhere out of state. Minding his business. That goes over there and burn a whole block down.
Okay.
And he accidentally said whatever was ordered, I gave him permission. But he didn't know they dropped C4.
Jones ain't out here tonight.
See, he didn't know they had dropped C5 on people. They said it was just going to blow a hole in the bunker. But they dropped the bomb. They don't do that in Vietnam. They didn't blow residence areas up nowhere. You don't even grab a bomb. That's why they put the Red Cross on them. But what they do, they dropped the bomb in Philadelphia. They crucified good.
And forgot about it quick.
Oh, no, they didn't forget about it. They had to prolong. They went on for months with a hearing. But you know what the end result was? Get all them cats there. They hit them all over the city.
It's a fall for everybody. You cannot make a decision like that on your own to drop a bomb on someone's house. You cannot do it. But when the political process, as far as court and everything, went down after the hearings, the one that was at fault, of course, was Mayor Good. First, because he's a black man. He was at fault.
They used him. But I know one mayor they would not use, but they not giving him time because he came from the streets himself.
John Street.
They cannot use him.
That's the current mayor.
Yes. They would not be able to use Street. He's just trying to clean up some mess.
You know, I'm not so sure about that, because his statement after the Jones beating, his statement was ludicrous.
Oh,
he got on TV
definitely.
And said, "Don't believe what you saw." But what are you supposed to believe?
Well, you know, he got to get the media some. He's down there with the president. You remember? He was down there with the president at the time. So what he do? He got to say some. The World News done picked it up before he wasn't even in the city either. He was down at a little gathering down in D.C.
So what's the first step in cleaning up the police department?
Easy.
Training and that blue coat bullshit, that if you're a brother, I don't tell on you bullshit.
Get rid of these.
The silent blue wall.
The silent blue wall shit.
Hey, yeah, get rid of them there 20-year vets that been out there.
They own their own territory.
Picking up money off every corner.
Okay.
Get rid of him first.
Right.
He got too much time out there from jump. You clean up the old shit and bring the young generation in. You see who out there on the street.
And nobody's saying that the total police force is
crooked.
Corrupt. But, you know, one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel.
And
that blue coat shit is what does it.
You got the lieutenant, and he's a crook. Should he tell the sergeant what to do? The sergeant tell the rookie what to do if you want your job. Look. Back here when? Last year, year before last? That motherfucker running Allegheny, brawled in Allegheny.
Yeah.
They got the Norma House.
They even had a scandal. You might want to, if you're
saying.
Looking for some kind of footage or whatever, they even had a scandal in the 39th and the 35th districts where they were setting people up in that particular district. A black grandmother was set up.
That's right, and
was put in prison as if she sold drugs. Set her up. They were setting up so many people, but see, they owned that territory.
The horses are coming in and stomping on people right now. The horses are moving into the crowds. That's like absolutely the most dangerous thing you can do is run horses into a crowd of people. They weigh a ton.
If they want to, why aren't they using the bikes? Why are the horses got to be first? You know what I'm saying? That's the chaos factor.
1998. They took me for a drug dealer. They make me a drug dealer. I was having to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This cop wanted to get paid. I was on my way to New York to the Goodwill game. And as I was coming through, the dude grabbed me. Too bad. I had $26 in my pocket. But they made me a drug dealer. I spun.
Oh, no!
So what's the excuse?
They run over the kid.
Horses on the bike should be up front. That's who should be up front.
Yeah.
Not the damn horses running or trampling over people.
Our babies, 16 and 24-year-old kids, what they doing? This is what we're talking about, corrupt. Babies. A lot of them babies there ain't 15, but they're there, fighting for rights.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys, for talking. Appreciate it.
Nothing's gonna change. We've been protesting all our lives. Ain't nothing gonna change. Nothing.
Are you pretty excited that this protest came to Philly? I mean, ended up somewhere else.
I mean, I'm glad it's in Philly though, but only way it'll be a change if we start war with them. Ain't nothing gonna change. We've been doing it all our lives. I'm 41.
So you're here in the streets with a lot of protesters.
Yeah, I'm with the protesters.
And you'll be out here all week?
Oh, God, that week, Trey, shut the city down. That's what we got to do, shut the city down. We got to shut the city down, all the stores and all that.
What do you want to tell Bush when he gets here?
Huh?
What do you want to tell Bush when he gets here?
He can go to hell. All them motherfuckers, all them crooked.
From Philly. Okay.
That's good.
Whether they cut some people off there, they might have cut them off at a side street, so they split people off and they're stuck. I don't know.
What's next for you? Are you going to go on or stay here?
Ah, sure.
All right, come on, let's go. Street moving south towards Chancellor. The clowns are calling us that away.
Don't run!
What's your name?
TJ.
TJ, did you want to talk a little bit about Bush?
Y'all not going up there?
17th and Pine, there's a lockdown.
Huh?
17th and what?
Pine, there's a lockdown.
Right, I'm listening.
What were you saying earlier about Bush?
George Bush, Jr. and Sr., they got two things in common. Number one, they got the same name. Number two, they think just alike. They're always thinking that everybody who go to jail for murder actually murdered the people without a fair trial. That's number one. Number two, I don't believe George Bush Jr. would ever be a good president for two things. Number one, he claims that he's down with education. Number two, his state, as governor of the state of Texas, has the lowest test scoring in the nation. Now, let me ask you, for you to be the governor of Texas, how can you have the lowest test scoring in the nation? Now, they come here and have all this police protection. They have all this police protection for some Republican who really don't mean anything. I'm not saying he's a nobody. I'm not saying he's a somebody. Everybody is somebody in the sight of God. But he will not make the nation happy. We need a president who's going to be honest with the people. Somebody who's going to help change the laws of police brutality. Over millions of people die yearly. Hundreds and thousands of people die yearly because of police brutality. But yet and still, when a police officer is killed, they send the whole task force out looking for his or her killer. But my final statement is, what will we do? Will we allow this man to come into office and say he's going to do a good job? Or are we going to put somebody in office who's going to do the nation justice? We don't need to go to war 1 year after we have a president in office. What we need is someone who's going to stand up for truth, somebody who's not going to be afraid to keep his or her nose out of the business of other countries. Yes, we're the strongest country, we're the strongest continent in the world as far as economically. But we go and give our money to all these other countries who are filthy rich. We have poverty here in America. We don't have money to just burn to other countries. We need a president who's going to help our people. Time and time again, we help everybody else. But yet and still, we have homeless people walking through the streets of Philadelphia
Minnesota, Texas, all throughout our nation. We want someone, not to say to be like Bill Clinton, but someone who's going to keep us out of debt, somebody who's going to defend our country, and most of all, somebody who's going to stand up for himself and well as for the nation.
Thanks, TJ. Can I catch you asking him questions?
Sure.
Go ahead. You said, did any violence break out?
I don't know. We just got here. We live down the street.
So where do you live?
Jeez, you can talk, Nancy.
I don't live in Philadelphia.
She's just visiting.
What do you think about all these people in the streets?
It's surprising. I mean, I've never really seen, I mean, I just came back from a very deserted town, and with all these people, it's very shocking.
It's shocking? Are you a little short for words?
Yes.
Hold on.
And you were asking him about the lockdown that's happening up there. Do you know what a lockdown means? It means that people are sitting in the streets, sitting down in the streets, and there's a whole bunch of police officers around them.
I just got back from karate and we walked down here.
Frank, talk, you can talk, please.
Well, hey.
Do you think those people are pretty brave or pretty stupid for being sitting down in the streets?
I think they are, but, well, it depends.
You think they're brave or stupid?
Brave.
Brave.
Yes.
He's like all dressed up. But like,
don't tell me.
Well, when I was going to class, he was going out.
So, do you know, have any idea how they're going to break them up?
Sometimes the cops just wait for the protesters to tire out. And sometimes they take the protesters and they'll put what they call a power hold on them. Well, they'll squeeze a wrist or twist an ankle until it hurts really, really bad. Sometimes they'll take chemical weapons and they'll spray it in the protesters' eyes until they start crying and can't breathe.
Do they have any idea what they're going to do?
I don't know, but it would be interesting to get over there and talk with them. But we can't even go and talk with them, so we can't even get near them to offer them support.
And are they all fighting for the same reason?
All right, guys, let's go.
Lots of different reasons. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot. There you go. Good luck. Why'd you guys turn around? Why'd you guys turn around?
There's a lockdown on the other side.
Police?
Go back?
Yeah.